Mark took her then. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. We're so glad that you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of Bible study together, and I hope you'll get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to the book of Hebrews. That's where we'll begin our study today, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, and verse 12. Remember, Hebrews is one of the latter books of the New Testament. You go to the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. In front of it are some short books, and then you come to the book of Hebrews. And in chapter 4 is where we're going to be reading to begin with. Remember, the book of Hebrews was written to Jewish Christians. It was written to Jewish believers, those who had put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and had accepted Him as Savior. And the book of Hebrews opens up much of the Old Testament. Remember this concerning the Word of God. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. That is, the New Testament opens up many truths that were hidden in the Old Testament. Many truths that Old Testament saints did not see and did not understand, such as the tabernacle and the high priest and the sacrifices that were made. So many things that the children of Israel did in their worship of God that they did not understand the reason behind it and what it all represented. But the book of Hebrews opens up many of those wonderful truths and explains them and makes them clear and understandable. And that's why, beloved, the New Testament reveals the truths of the Old Testament. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed, opened up, and explained. And so here again in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, we're talking about how important it is that we get into God's Word and that we study the Word of God and learn the wonderful facts about the Lord God and His love for mankind, and learn who God is, and learn how God wants us to live. All of these things are contained in the Word of God, plus the history of Israel and their beginnings, and that God's not going to be through with them, but that He has a plan for them during the millennial reign. He will set up on David's throne in Jerusalem and will rule over the entire earth. It also tells about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and how that God presented the gospel to we Gentiles and gave us an opportunity to know the truth, to understand the truth, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so all of these things are revealed in the Word of God. And all of these things are made clear, and that's why we need to study the Word of God. Now here in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, for the Word of God is quick. That is, it penetrates quickly and powerful. God's Word's powerful. We've already noted how God's Word is powerful because He spoke and the world, the universe, came into existence through the power of God. And Genesis chapter 1 reveals, I don't remember how many times the words God said is revealed in Genesis chapter 1, and then it explains what transpired and what occurred as a result of God speaking, the Word of God. And so here in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That is, the word of God explains about you and about me, my friend. It explains that we are a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. God's Word explains that in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and in Genesis 1:26 that God created man in His likeness and in His image. And as God is triune, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, yet God is one, so He created man as a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body, and yet man is one. And this is a part of the mystery of the Trinity. And it's about you, my friend. The Word of God is very personal. It's about you and how God created you and how God created me. And it's about our history. Why we have the potential to sin like we do. And why human beings do the terrible and awful and horrible things to one another that they do. The Word of God explains this. It makes it clear where this came about and where this sinful nature that man has came from and why we act the way we do and how we can be delivered from that sinful nature. The Word of God piercing. Notice, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. That is, it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It understands your mind and your thinking, and it penetrates into your thoughts. God's Word, beloved, is so wonderful that you and I need to get into it on a regular basis. Every day we need to get into it and allow the Holy Spirit of God to open up the Word of God and to teach us the truths of God's Word. Did you know that's part of the job of the Holy Spirit? It is, beloved. That's part of the Holy Spirit's ministry, is to open up the truths of God's Word. Let me read something to you. You turn over to the book of Jeremiah, those of you who have a complete Bible. Go to Jeremiah chapter 23, and I'll be there in just a minute. But first of all, those of you who only have a New Testament, you can turn with me to the book of John chapter 14. I want to show you something about the Holy Spirit here in John chapter 14 and verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, you see, that's another one of the names of the Holy Spirit, is the Comforter, because when you accept Jesus as Savior, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit, and He indwells our spirit, and He comforts us. He gives us comfort when we're brokenhearted. He gives us comfort when we're going through great trials and tests. He gives us encouragement, and He helps us to face difficulties and to go through them with a right attitude and a right spirit. The Holy Spirit is our Comforter. And so verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, those terms mean the same, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Notice that, beloved. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. When a person accepts Jesus as Savior, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit, Ephesians 1 tells us, and He moves into our spirit. And John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit at salvation and takes up His abode within us, and our body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us. And so the Holy Spirit is our teacher, and He will teach us all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. You see, the Holy Spirit was the one who brought to John's mind what to write down in the Gospel of John. this book that we're in right now. The Holy Spirit of God was the one who brought these truths to John's remembrance so he would write them down for you and for me. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Word of God, beloved. And so he indwells you and me, and he opens up the truth of God's Word and helps us to understand God's Word. He's our teacher, the teacher of the Word of God. And so if you'll turn with me now, those of you who have a complete Bible, to Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 29. And also, those of you who do not have a complete Bible, we would like to send you a complete Bible, a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible, if you will take our first four Bible correspondence courses. Those courses are free. The only cost to you would be to mail the answer sheets back to us so we can grade them, and we will send you a certificate of completion for each one of the four courses, and once you've completed all four courses, we will send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible so that you can follow along with us when we go into the Old Testament to study. Now, here in Jeremiah 23 and verse 29, you need our mailing address. Okay, if you've got pencil and paper, I'll give it to you quickly. You can write to us, Bob, capital B-O-B, Bob Griggs, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. The next line, capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for Post Office Box 825. That's our address, Post Office Box 825. On the next line, the word Ignacio. It's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, and then our zip code, 81137-0825. And on the last line, USA, capital U, capital S, capital A, for United States of America. That's our mailing address. We do look forward to hearing from you. Now notice verse 29. Is not my word like a fire, God saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yes, beloved, God's word is like that. It will burn within your spirit, and it will break your hard heart so that you can open it to Jesus and accept Him as Savior. Till next time, goodbye.